Fairy Charm by Emily Rodder. Read by Ruth Sillars.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Charm Bracelet. Chapter 1. The Secret Garden. Jessie felt better once she was in the secret garden. She sat down right in the centre of its smooth, small square of lawn and looked around. Yes, here at least nothing at all had changed. This place still made her feel as safe and peaceful as it always had. Clustered around the edges of the lawn, her grandmother's favourite spiky grey rosemary bushes still filled the air with their sweet, tangy smell. Behind them, the tall, clipped hedge still rose high on every side. When Jessie was little, she used to think the hedge made this part of her grandmother's garden very special. Its wall of leaves seemed to keep the whole world out. But, thought Jessie, clasping her hands around her knees, it doesn't keep the world out. Not really. The secret garden's just a place at the bottom of Granny's real garden. It's a place where I can be alone for a while and pretend things are still the way they were before Granny fell and sprained her wrist. Before Mum started worrying about Granny living alone and decided she must, absolutely must, move out of Blue Moon, her big old house in the mountains, and come to live with us. She remembered the last time she and her mother, Rosemary, had come to stay with Granny. It had been winter, nearly 3 months ago. There had been no talk of Granny moving.